Let us pray for the Church and the world. Christ is risen, and the power of his resurrection fills the world today with new life, hope and expectation. And so we bring him all our needs. Faithful God, we join with your Church throughout the world, celebrating the resurrection on this day. Despite our diversity of language and of race, we share in our worship a common joy and delight which makes us one in the Gospel. We pray that the Holy Spirit may guide and strengthen us, both in mission and in service, praying that we may grow daily in our love for you and for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We pray especially for your Church here in Sheffield, and especially for our own future as we begin to recover from the coronavirus pandemic. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Creator God, we pray for the leaders of the nations of the world, that they may govern their people justly and fairly, giving due priority to those in greatest need. We also remember today those involved in the fight against international terrorism and for all service personnel in active duty around the world. We pray especially for all the innocent people who find themselves fleeing the barbaric actions of the military regime in Burma. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Father God, this joyful Eastertide, we pray for our families and friends, especially those we are still unable to visit because of the pandemic. We thank you for the joy of sending and receiving Easter greetings and messages of love, and we are thankful for the latest communication systems which seem to bring our loved ones even closer, even those who are separated by great distances. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Creator God, we pray for those who are in need and ask you to look with pity on those who suffer. We pray for the brokenhearted, for the sick and the lonely, that your very presence would comfort them in their time of need. We give special thanks for all who work in the health and caring services, and for those who look after and educate our children. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Merciful God, we pray for those who have recently died, that they may share in the promise of new life won for us all by the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, and by his consequential triumph over death and the grave. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. This weekend we share in the birthday celebrations of Martin Howe, former Southern Area Commissioner for the Royal School of Church Music and founder of the Southern Cathedral Singers. We join with church musicians worldwide in thanking Martin for a lifetime of inspirational service to church music, wishing him the happiest of 90th birthdays. Faithful God, as we go out into the world, we pray that we may reflect your love in our families, our church and our community, so that the world could witness that we are followers of Christ and that by example we may draw others into his loving care. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hear the gracious words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Anyone who comes to me, I will never drive away. The peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. We sing our next hymn, Jesus Lives, Thy Terrors Now.